I love the Love Boat thing because it's so random.
So it's so funny. We were talking about last night's thing at the Laker game. I mean, the Laker facility. Yeah. Right. So Cappy didn't have a jacket, as I'm sure you saw when he was here yesterday.
Oh, yeah. He went casual, huh?
So, no, I had to loan him. I gave him a
it
loaner.
It totally worked. I didn't even know it wasn't jacket? His jacket.
I gave him a loaner jacket, and it worked, to John's point. Like, it worked. And I think the funniest thing was when we went with some of these
partners.
Yeah. There were a couple guys, at least one guy, maybe two, that walked up to Cappy and said, I used to hate you. Now I love you.
Wow. Winning them over one by one, huh, Cap?
What have you done to turn them around, Cappy? What have you done?
I don't think it's anything I've done, Mace. I think it's all Sedano who has done it.
It's part of the master plan.
Yeah.
It's to be annoyed with Cappy to make him a sympathetic figure.
That's right.
Now, Cap.
You know, that is part of it. You beat him up so much, and Laura and Lindsay, you guys all beat him. I'm sympathetic towards Cappy as I drive.
Now, Cap part of the madness.
Took a full tour of the entire Lakers practice facility. Cap, what was the highlight for you?
Cappy.
I would say I probably enjoyed the showers.
The gigantic showers?
Right, or the Laker players shower.
What's wrong with you?
What is that? How did
the showers?
Why did that jump out at you?
Well, lots of guys have hot tubs and cold tubs and cryotherapy, you know, and saunas and steam rooms.
Do you have any of those things?
No, I don't. I mean, like other teams, you know?
Yeah.
But I've never seen where the shower head itself is probably like 10 or 11 feet up in the air.
Well, because they're tall, like 7 feet tall, most of these guys. Yeah.
And so when you ask me what was my favorite part, like, I've been in a million training rooms.
So I worked with a producer at ESPN, a remote producer who does games, who brings his own shower head on the road. Like, literally takes it apart at the hotel.
Really?
And he loves his shower head so much that he plugs his shower head in and takes it out before
he reinstalls
the other one.
I think you've just given me an idea that I may steal from your friend, the producer.
Yeah.
I love
it
that.
It's
a lot of work, though.
Yeah, it is. And then I didn't believe him, and then he showed me in his carry-on that he carried it when we were going to the
hotel. It would be impossible me to explain to you guys what Michael Thompson does to a hotel room once he descends on it.
Yeah, I've seen it. Trudell sent me a video once.
Yeah.
He basically refuses to let his feet touch the floor of the room.
Weirdo. Yeah, it's nonsense. That's a weird eccentric
guy. I mean, Cappy wants to lick everything, including the floor.
Cap, I once got $100 from a guy when we were walking down Bourbon Street, and he dared me to lick the bottom of my shoe. And before he could take it back, I had loafers on. I had the shoe off my foot, in my hand, licking with my hand out for the $100. And to make this story even more embarrassing for me, I then promptly went to Harrah's and lost it all in 10 minutes.
Is this the lie of the day? Have you done that yet?
No lie to
it. Actually happened. And then I started feeling bad, like, hey, maybe I did something really stupid. So I called Gary Vitti, the trainer, and he just laughed at me. Yeah. I said, should I get a tetanus shot? He goes, I have no idea. I don't know what the hell's wrong with you yet. Let's see what you wake up with.
Right. Because in your mind, you're thinking to yourself, what might have been on the bottom of my shoe?
Picture all the times you've walked down Bourbon Street and think of all the things that could have been on the bottom of my shoe.
Gross.
But I survived it. God bless America.
Cappy, what else? What was the highlight of your evening last night?
Besides the showers.
Yes,
I love the tour. You know, I really, really love the tour of the facility because I feel like you could walk into an NFL facility and go, wow, these guys really do everything they can for their players. And then you can walk into other NFL facilities and be like, you know, I'm kind of surprised, man. I would have thought that this would have been more higher end kind of stuff. The Lakers look like they do it all first class. Unfortunately, the training room is where I spent a lot of time because I was like, well, I figure this is where the guys hang out the most. You know, so I got to see everything that was going on in the training room. So I loved it, man. I thought it was great. But in the end, I walked in George's jacket. George, by the way, very nice jacket. Thank you for loaning that
to me. You're
welcome. You know, guys, it was a Hugo Boss jacket.
Oh, beautiful.
Wow, fancy. Yeah.
This was not just something that he got from Sears. You know, this was Hugo Boss, and he brought me good stuff. But I said I didn't think I needed to wear a jacket last night because I thought I was kind of sporty casual. That's how I was dressed, sporty casual.
Are you wearing a hoodie?
Yeah, like a hoodie T-shirt kind of a thing.
Yeah, he made it work.
Yeah.
But with the jacket, but without, he would have been underdressed, wouldn't
he? Yes, well, kind of, but the thing is that the reason I thought sporty casual is because I figured we were going to be in the Lakers facility, we would all be shooting free throws and three-pointers, and everybody else was like, no, dummy, this is about sponsors, and this is about partners, we're not shooting basketballs, and that's precisely what we did.
No, absolutely, but You still needed to show up dressed like a adult.
Yeah, I felt adulty, but like trying to look younger. But with the jacket,
why are you always trying to look younger?
Well, I just wanted to be comfortable, but I just realized
but
that
the
a
jacket
hooded t-shirt,
made you look. But you had a good look. You had a casual, good, professional look, right? Like you had the hoodie with the Hugo Boss jacket and your ABC Lululemon pants. Like you were fine.
Right.
Why don't just be 51, man?
Oh.
Isn't that how old you are?
Yeah. Well, actually, thank you for that. 52.
52. Why not just be 52?
Well, I am.
Why
do you
have to keep up with the kids?
Well, I don't
You're
feel like I'm doing that.
You're trying to keep up with the kids. You're
no,
trying
I feel
to
like
stay
I'm just,
young.
I, during COVID.
He says I have Botox. Look at this. He says I have no wrinkles.
Do you have Botox?
No, you see
yes,
wrinkles,
he does.
Don't
look,
you?
Look at his forehead. Look at his forehead.
I can see there are wrinkles. He doesn't look like a real housewife.
Probably needs
another round. Their faces don't move. His moves fine. No. You really think Sedano's got Botox? Sedano doesn't need Botox.
Well, haven't you ever seen him on TV?
Yeah, I have.
I mean, when his forehead just looks like perfect.
He just showed me his forehead. It gets all wrinkly.
Yeah. I guess that's makeup then, I guess. Listen, it wasn't
or
me
I don't wrinkle my face when I'm on television. Mm.
Anyway, it was a good look. It did work. Thank you, George. I owe you for that jacket. You really saved me.
Have you gotten the Botox there, Cappy?
Oh, he's
I have not
about
gotten
it.
No, I haven't gotten it, but I am thinking about it.
He's thinking about it.
Yeah, I'm giving
There's
it
no
thought.
Question. He's thinking
giving
about
it thought for sure.
You're going to be one of those.
You're
going
to need a lot of Botox,
guys,
though,
yeah.
Cappy.
A lot, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, underneath both my eyes, really, I could use a few shots.
I mean, Ireland's got a smooth forehead. I mean, large, but smooth.
Yes, it's quite big. And, you know, there's nothing to, there's so much room up there, you can just do whatever you want. And hey, did you guys hear the story we were talking about, the fake Klay Thompson?
Yes.
I did, I saw that. Yeah.
All right, so does that guy deserve...
I've seen him before.
Okay, me too.
Yeah.
Does that guy deserve to be banned for life? So if you're just
joining
us...
I mean, he went on the
us,
court for 10 minutes. Yes.
Right, but he didn't...
Ridiculous.
He walked right through security.
Yeah.
He didn't...
He did misrepresent himself.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said he was Klay.
No, he didn't.
No.
Never. Nobody ever asked him.
He was dressed as Klay. Mm-hmm. He looked like
Klay.
He
wanted to see how far he could go.
Who did he think he looked like?
Yeah.
No, he just walked in. They all said.
He knew he looked like
Klay.
Hey,
come on in. He walked out to the court and shot, and that was it.
By the way, if you're those people who work at Chase Center, you see Klay every day. This guy weighs at least 40 pounds heavier than Klay.
I mean, really.
Like, he looks a lot rounder than Klay does.
Right. We're talking about banning the guy.
Yes.
But I heard everybody say, but you don't fire the security guards. I'm not for firing the security guards.
No.
But can I say that they did a bad job at
their
job?
Yes,
well,
you
they clearly did a bad. Although, wait a minute. Did they really? If somebody walks in looking like Klay, dressed like Klay, walks through the player's entrance.
But if George is right and he's 40 pounds heavier than the real Klay, isn't that a red flag?
Well, listen, you guys said it earlier. He walked into the player's entrance in uniform. He doesn't show up to the arena in uniform.
That's true. I've never seen George.
Well,
go in those entrances all the time, and we never see a guy walk in his uniform.
That's true. There's that. But did he made it on the court. I think the guys on the court just thought it was Klay shooting around.
Right.
Yeah.
By the way, series over or no?
No, it's going 7.
You think that Boston finds a way to win on Thursday?
Yeah, I think Boston wins. They haven't lost 3 in a row since, like, December. So they'll win one more game, but I think the Warriors are winning. So, like, everything's kind of played out the way I told you it would play out.
Right.
Boston would win game 1. Everyone would freak out. And, you know, they take a lead again. Everyone would freak out. And here are the Warriors. J.J. Redick used a great term. He said, I wrote it down, so I want to make sure I properly credit him.
You wrote it on a piece of paper or you
no,
like, put
my
it in
phone,
your phone?
No, on his phone.
Okay.
He says
well,
the
different.
Warriors have more competitive stamina. And I thought that was a great line.
Competitive
And it's
stamina.
Basically like they've been here so many times that it's just like, all right, you punch yourself out and get yourself worked up at the beginning of the series. This thing is going to be long, and we're ready for it to be long.
Deep waters.
Yeah.
I wonder, you know, it's interesting that Steph had like this incredibly bad game.
That's where you're Boston, you're kicking yourself.
Right. And Boston.
That was a good moment. Yeah.
But Tatum now has more turnovers in the playoffs than any player since the NBA-ABA merger.
Well, that's their problem. They can't dribble.
Right.
Like, so they're really bad at it.
And Golden State defense.
Sedano, if they did, if Golden State came, or Boston came back to win the series, Tatum's not a lock for MVP, is he? You got to look at Jaylen Brown.
He's actually the Vegas favorite for Boston by a large margin.
Yeah, it seems weird.
He's minus 350.
Jaylen Brown's been really good.
Jaylen Brown's minus 1,700. So there's a pretty big gap there. I will say this. You know, we have started the hashtag Bleep Boston thing on our show months ago. Almost a month ago now. And, you know, I feel like we're there. We're on the cusp. I don't want to celebrate early. I don't want to do a victory lap. I don't want to count my chickens before they're hatched. But I feel like, you know, everything can be okay. Now, Speaking of everything being okay, Cappy, I did see you talking to a Lakers executive. Were you trying to steal Ireland's job or Trudell's job?
No, I introduced him to the great Tim Harris.
Yeah, I didn't want any jobs. I wanted no jobs at all.
You're like a job guy. You love jobs.
But well, I do have a lot of them. Yeah. You know, I'd prefer to have fewer of them, frankly. Yeah. But no, George, more than anything, I wanted to just sort of cuddle up a little bit to some of the Laker front office
types,
part of the C-suite, if you will. You know, I don't know a lot of these folks yet. So
I didn't know you guys had an F Boston theme going.
Yeah.
Did you play the kid on the Pat McAfee show?
No, we didn't. That's your thing you've been doing.
Yeah, but here, in case you haven't heard it, you totally
I've heard it.
Totally steal it. Here it is. Some kid named Owen, 8.5 years old, calls Pat McAfee, and this is what happened.
I want to talk about how inspiring this show is and how you're inspiring this whole entire world with how you're talking about sports and how you're talking about your life experience.
Thank you, Owen.
Owen, thank you.
Love you, Owen.
Thank you,
Owen. I'm taking her on
and also Boston.
That's great.
If you're still listening, Owen, you're inspiring.
Inspiring.
Owen, you talk about sports is inspiring.
All right, anything wrong with encouraging an 8.5-year-old to use the F word?
I mean, they're going to learn anyway.
No, there's nothing wrong with it.
Just a word.
There's nothing wrong with it.
When did your kids start swearing, Sedano?
Well, my oldest used that word, the F word, when she was playing a video game, and I wasn't in town. My wife heard it, and she obviously doesn't know what it means. But she's just probably heard me like slam the table watching a game and like curse. So immediately my wife said, "Where did you hear that word?" She's like, "I don't know." And she just started crying. And then that was the end.
What about you, Cappy? When did your kids start cursing?
Oh, dude, my kids have cursed their whole lives. When my daughter, who's now 16, this is my youngest.
Yep.
When she was about 2 years old, she would stand in front of the TV. My other kids, who at the time were probably like 5, 7, and 9, they were watching The Hangover. So that kind of gives you an idea of the governor I had around my kids when it came to language. I had my 2-year-old sitting there with my other ones watching The Hangover. My 2-year-old could recite the entire scenes like, "You are a crazy mother effer." You know, and I would tell her to do it for friends that would come over. So, I encouraged
Julia, right? Julia, yep. Julia was a Catskills act, basically.
Pretty much. House. That's right. She was a borscht belt sort of comedian. That's exactly right. That's right. Going back to her roots.
So, you know, Cappy, did you hear? You know, I had dinner with Sliwa last night.
Yeah.
Okay. What was this about?
So I'm.
Hey, Cap. My invite must have got lost in the mail. I was standing right next to you the whole time, and they didn't ask us to go to dinner with them.
Sliwa and I were supposed to have lunch today, and I just said, "Do you want to just do dinner tonight?" And we went to the Tin Roof Bistro, your spot.
Yep.
You know, because it's like 7 minutes away, so we went there. We broke bread. We had a glass of wine, and then I said to him, "Let's have a glass. They have tequila mandala here. Let's have a glass of tequila mandala." So
the extra,
and then Morales said to him, he asked him if I paid with the Corp card. He's like, "I don't know." He's like, "Yeah, he probably did." And for the record, I did not.
My own. You picked up the bill for Slee.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I can show you.
And what was that? What was this sort of some sort of detente?
I just don't know. I don't know. Look,
summit?
When all this stuff happened with you guys, he said, "I don't know these guys. I don't know any of them." So
he's very offended.
So I was like, "All right, let's get to know each other." And so I reached out to him a while back. I said, "Let's have lunch." We had to move it around a couple times. And then last night I was like, "We're already here. Let's just go have dinner down the street if you're good."
Sedano, you've been a guest on the Culture Pop podcast.
So has
Cappy.
Everyone
and
this
Ireland.
Call has
everyone,
been.
Everyone here.
Now, Sliwa,
when is Sliwa going on?
No, Sliwa wants to go on, and I asked this question, so I want the two of you to weigh in on it.
Yeah.
Is Sliwa a big enough name
to
hold up the honor of the Culture Pop podcast?
Absolutely. No question about it.
It's Slee.
Yeah.
I would argue not a big enough name.
You can just do Ask Slee.
Yeah.
You know, John, I got to agree with you. Slee, I don't think qualifies as a big enough name. However, hold on a second here.
Yeah.
However, just because he doesn't necessarily qualify doesn't mean you still should not have him on the Culture Pop podcast, because you can sell it to the listeners, as you know, I've had on all of my colleagues at 710. This is the guy that.
This is the last one.
This is the guy that you don't know, you know, because he's not a big enough name, according to Ireland and Kaplan.
Huh. You know what? But now it all makes sense what he was saying about you yesterday.
Oh, that's what he was saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. probably why, John, probably why you and I weren't invited to the dinner last
it.
Night.
I think
they wanted to talk about
stumbled
it.
Stumbled into
all
it.
All coming together. By the way, why were you trying to have Mina on the show today, Mace?
Well, I don't know. It's just some
because
thing.
No,
we
think her first.
Ireland,
we think
Ireland
her
has
first
a bone to pick.
No, yeah,
with
her first pitch. She was being by you and others yesterday. She was being heralded.
Yeah.
For her first pitch, and I got a problem with it because she didn't go from the mound.
Well, but nobody really goes from the top of the mound.
I've done it like four times. I've gone from the mound every time.
Most baseball stadiums will tell you, do it in front of them. We don't want you touching
that,
the
mound. That is kind of true. They do not want you touching the mound.
Like I said, I've probably done it three times. And
the two times I've done it, I've asked to do it, and they're like, nope, right in front of the mound.
So here's the story with Mina. So immediately I was like, well, call Mina. And then that moment passed, and then we weren't calling Mina.
Yeah,
anymore.
I heard Bergman say
Bergman
something
says
about
Mina didn't even get back to him.
Yeah. I said, Mina
I think
would
there's
get...
a possibility she doesn't know who we are.
I said, no,
there's a possibility. Yeah. There is a possibility.
You guys also said she's friends
with
Sedano. But you said that she's friends with Sedano. Like
whole
maybe...
shows of that?
Yeah, I did two. Yeah,
but don't you think there's a decent chance Mina doesn't remember Mason?
She filled in for Ireland.
No, that's not possible.
No chance.
She was there for 3.5 years.
No way.
Seriously.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah,
she doesn't know who you guys are. Come on.
Yeah.
I just bumped into her and Pablo Torre at the LAFC game 2 weeks ago.
Give me a break. Come on. The OGs of LA sports radio.
Don't think
she know
don't
who you guys
she
are.
Knows.
Yeah, I'm with Ireland on this one.
She'd go on for you, right, Sedano? If you called
her I called her right now, she'd come on.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what I was saying.
Passed. We don't need
her. No, it's fine. But I just was wondering because I heard her name. And I will say this, Ireland, there are a couple of things about throwing a first pitch. And I talked about this on Around the Horn yesterday. Number one, don't embarrass yourself, okay? Yep. Which clearly we've seen a lot of people do.
Yep.
I mean, nothing was 50 Cent, right? Might be the worst one we've ever seen. Then the other thing is make sure you throw a strike, right? Which is easier said than done, okay?
Yeah.
And the other thing is you got to look good. And I threw a gratuitous jab at my buddy Michael Wilbon yesterday. I said, don't tuck your jersey in like Wilbon did when he threw the Cubs one. So I thought Mina nailed all those three things. To me, she gets an A just for that.
Yeah, I give her a B minus.
I give her a D because she didn't respond.
And she doesn't know who you are.
Ireland holds her to
banned?
A higher standard, man. Much higher standard.
I didn't give her a D, Cap. Mason gave her a D.
No, but mound versus no mound.
Do we issue a ban on Mina Kimes?
Sure, why not?
Okay, man, Mina Kimes, ban!
Doesn't know who we are, the ban really...
Right. Is this like a Brian Windhorst ban? Like when he was banned and then he came in, he was going to do the show with me and he sat in the other studio and then you're like, hey, Brian Windhorst!
Yeah, exactly.
Why don't you come in?
Mason's ban lasted right up until he saw him in person.
It's
going to
be exactly like that because I always say what I see. So if I see somebody sitting over there, I'm going to say, come on in.
So when Cappy's out, I'm going to ask Mina if she'll sit in on the show and then I'm going to see if she's really banned.
Okay. Yeah. We'll
that would be
out.
Great.
We'll find out.
No, we will honestly ask her, what are our names? What do you think? What do you think? That, will she be like Kellerman and think that there's one person, Mason Ireland?
Wait a second. No way.
Swear to God.
Kellerman thought you were the same person?
I met Kellerman. He thought there was one host, and the host's name was Mason Ireland.
I met Kellerman on Christmas Day, Cavs, Lakers, and I saw Kellerman.
So this is like 2006 or 7 or something.
And he was
like
about to start working here.
Oh, okay.
And this is like his first day to town, Lakers, Cavs on Christmas Day. And I was like, hey, Max, Steve Mason in Ireland. He goes, hey, Mason Ireland.
Yeah.
And just assume my name was Mason.
So it's a little better, George, than Rick Dees. Remember Rick Dees, the old...
Oh, yeah, you told me this story,
So we used to work down the hall from him in the same building in Burbank.
Yeah.
And we figured out after about a month, he had a private bathroom directly outside our studio door. Now, Mason and I had to walk for like 3 minutes to get to the bathroom.
Yeah.
But we were not allowed to use his bathroom. So we would have to walk by his studio.
Right.
And he would say, every time we walked by... Hey, Mason Ireland. Hey, and finally, I said to Mason, do you think he knows which one of us is Mason, which one is Ireland? And I go walk right now. He's out in the hallway. Go walk by there.
Yeah.
Sure. Mason watched it. Mason Ireland. No idea. To this day, has no idea.
So how long before Kellerman was here, which he figured out, like immediately the first day he had to realize that
we were doing something like this.
Like
we
a crosstalk, right? Yeah. So did you call him out on it or no?
Probably.
First day, probably not.
Oh, come on.
Probably
what happened
not.
To you back then? Something you'd totally do now.
Yeah, I would. Now I don't give.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't give a what?
2028 is right around the corner.
IDGAF.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
A text short.
So when did he did he ever cop to it? Did he ever like it?
No, well, yeah.
You know, he did cop to it, and ultimately we mocked him for it.
Right.
And
how did Marcellus feel about that? Because I feel like that must have been pretty hilarious too.
Marcellus
no longer knows which one of us is which.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, now he's forgotten us. Now he's
Where's Marcellus, though? I feel like we've forgotten him as well.
Disappeared.
Yeah.
Disappeared.
No, you know what he did? He went to the Live Golf Tour
that's
of Radio
what he did.
Network.
Really?
Yes. He went
really?
For the money.
Yeah. Took the big money, huh?
Yes. Who is he? Is he Phil Mickelson or is he
he's DeChambeau, yeah.
He's DeChambeau.
Yeah. Right. He got the big money.
All right. We are back tomorrow at 1. Sinano and Cappy coming up next, 710 ESPN.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yes, indeed. Live Imaging Tuesday on Sedano and Cap.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to do a bit about you and Slee being secret lovers, Sedano. Because you had that secret dinner last night.
We did.
In Manhattan Beach. Now,
it really wasn't that much of a secret. I mean,
but the best part is Kaplan not getting invited. And you know actually what I want to announce now?
What?
Remember when we had that secret dinner and we didn't invite Cap?
We did?
Don't you remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah? That was good. Poor Cappy. He's always getting shafted.
Yellow.
I feel like we're all off. Sedano's doesn't even paying attention. No
paying
headphones
attention.
In. No, Kaplan's not doing his thing.
Earpiece.
Yeah, well, I
think it's because we're starting so late.
No, I want you to get out of the way so I can do my thing.
Oh, yeah, he's got to do his bound, punch,
well,
bound.
Usually he jumps in and does it.
Go.
Yeah, but then you were doing your
just
live imaging lit. Down, bang, bang, bang. Ba, be, da, boop.
Be, ba, da, boop.
Ba, dig, dig, dig. Go ahead, Chris.
Ba, ba, da, ba.
Ba, dig, dig.
Boo, bada beep. All right, now Chris can do his thing.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
It is Live Imaging Tuesday on Sedano and Cap. Sedano. So, Cap,
yep.
You were wearing the sports jacket, the infamous Sedano sports jacket yesterday last night at Lakers
it
facility.
It was snug.
I saw the video.
Boss.
It was snug.
Hugo Boss. Yeah.
It was snug.
It looked mm-hmm. good.
It did look good, but it was snug.
I could have gotten him like a crappy one. I got him a nice one.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah.
How did you feel wearing a hoodie amongst men? Because see, Sam Pines, one of our owners, he does the hoodie under the sports jacket a lot, but he's very svelte.
Right, he's in great shape.
Great shape.
Cap,
he's yoked,
and
he also owns the radio station, so he can kind of do whatever he wants.
Right.
Cap just wearing a puffy hoodie underneath a sports jacket that was snug.
Yeah, the hoodie wasn't so puffy about like a year ago. I mean, I'm just looking at pictures of myself right now, and I am just, I mean, like the reality is starting to hit me in the face. Because I thought I'd been hiding how overweight I am. Like, it's ridiculous. Seriously. George puts this jacket on me last night, and I'm worried, Chris, that I'm going to rip the back of it.
Oh, no. You know? Not a Hugo Boss. You won't rip that.
Well, I mean, I didn't want to rip it.
No.
But I just felt like I was just
very snug. You don't
have
that kind of strength,
snug.
Is what he's saying.
Listen, I was very snug. I was worried I was going to rip the button off the front of it when I buttoned it up. As far as wearing the hoodie around grown men, I also looked over to Sam, one of the owners of the radio station. I thought, well, he's wearing kind of like a, what do they call those zipper up things in the front? You know, the
quarter inch is what we call it.
Yeah,
quarter zip.
Yeah, quarter zip.
Not quarter inch, quarter zip.
He's wearing that. He's wearing
a
jacket.
That's a different kind of thing.
Yeah, he's wearing
but he's yoked.
So what if he's yoked?
He does like the P90X every morning.
Yeah, you're not yoked. You got to be yoked to wear something like that.
I was yoked, and I'm like in denial about being not yoked anymore. I'm in denial. I'm in yoke denial.
Yeah, you're anti-yoke.
I've watched Sam lift.
Yeah.
Man can put up weight.
Kenny?
No, I haven't watched him lift. Doesn't that sound odd?
What is the situation there?
I love that you bought it though.
Can I watch you work out? Do you mind?
What do you bench, Sam?
You know,
what are you putting on there?
So let's go back to the secret dinner because let me just tell everybody what happened last night.
Okay, what happened?
So I got to the Laker facility just as George was getting to the Laker facility.
Mm-hmm.
We pulled in together.
Right. So he was coming in from one side, and I was coming from the other. And I'm like, who is this person? I'm telling them to go. And it's like they're waving at me, and I couldn't tell because the sun was in my eye. And they're like, oh, it's Cappy. That's who it is.
So there I am pulling into the Laker facility. I park. George parks. George comes and gives me this jacket. Thank you so much. Now we go in. But George tells me on the way in, this is at 6:30 p.m. because we got off the air a little early yesterday. He says, I'm out of here at 7:15.
Right.
That was the
original plan.
Right. I'm out of here at 7:15 because I got to get home and I got to watch the game.
I do.
Because I got to be prepared for tomorrow morning. I'm in and I'm out. Well, about 7:15, I'm like, yo, I'm ready to go. Let's go. And George is, he's hobnobbing, man. He can't be pulled out of this place.
He's pressing the flesh.
In a big way.
Well, he's George Sedano from NBA's ESPN coverage. ESPN NBA coverage. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Well, and people come up to him like, aren't you that guy from Around the Horn too? And he's like, that's me. And so.
Do you know Clinton Yates? Oh, no, sorry.
You must know Clinton Yates. So I was saying to George, like, hey, I'm out front, man. I was going to leave the jacket, like, on his car or something.
You could have done that. No one was going to take it. I know, believe. We're in the Lakers facility.
You know, like, Hugo Boss jacket. I'm like, it's a nice jacket. You know what? I don't want
to. You could have just taken it home and given it to me some other day.
All could have happened. Yeah. But I stood around.
You did. Now, and you were very kind to wait. But I didn't see your text for a minute. And then I text you back. I'm like, hold on, I'll be out there in a second. And then I got caught up again. Because one of the salespeople, or what do they call them here now?
Marketing consultants.
Yeah, marketing consultants.
Right. That's what they are.
Yeah, the salespeople. Yeah, mm-hmm. they brought over someone else that they wanted me to meet, and then I wasn't going to be like, hey, I got to go, got to get this jacket from Cappy.
Right.
You know, so I had to finish the conversation.
Well, that was very polite of you. So now George comes out, and by the way, Chris, George comes out with Slee.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, this is nice. It's nice to see everybody hanging out together. I saw Slee go to his car. I saw George go to his car. I took off. Only to find out today about the secret dinner.
Well, yeah. It wasn't all that secret because we said it in front of people. We're like, hey.
Did you though?
I don't know. I just said to him, hey, man, I know we're going to have lunch tomorrow. You want to just do dinner tonight? And he's like, all right, let's do it.
Now, what surprises me about this, though, is that 7:15.
Are you worried that it's going to be Sedano and Slee?
Sedano and the Slee.
I don't know. Travis and Cap in the morning?
Nah, that's not going to be good, man.
No, you don't think so?
Nah.
I'm an early riser. I'm very energetic in the morning.
Nah.
Are you saying that Slee is not energetic in the morning?
No, I'm just saying that I'm ready to roll. That's okay. All. I'm just.
But I mean, listen, Sedano and Slee, there's alliteration there. I mean, it works. SNS, you know?
It's not bad. It's not bad. Sounds
Sedano
like
called me, I think it was 7:30 p.m.
No, it was almost 8.
It was almost 8. I was driving home from my back wax.
Right.
And Sedano was on the line.
We need to talk
How was
about
that? Say, how was your back wax?
Oh, it's amazing. The great Mary Wynn in Fullerton, she does great work on all. She does all my waxing.
Thank you, Mary.
Really?
And she
for the win.
She's got the toughest job probably in America.
Yeah. Well,
waxing my body.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But meanwhile, and Sedano said, hey, I said, what are you doing?
Shouldn't it be at the Lakers thing?
Yeah. And he's like, oh, I'm out of here, but I'm having dinner with Slee. I go, oh, that's amazing. He goes, yeah. And Cap's not invited.
Wow. Now, I want to tell you something. You see,
this is good bit work by Laura, though. The way she's fading me in and out.
Great
I like
job,
this.
Laura.
Nice. Now, My natural instinct.
Oh my
might be,
God! Stop the presses!
What happened? What's going on?
So you posted the picture of me and you yesterday. You doing the point and me looking like, oh my God, he's so obnoxious and pointing back at you.
Right.
And Granted LA, who's one of our
Grant doesn't like anything we do.
No, he does.
No, he
he's
like
very
me.
Playful, but he's mean playful.
He is mean,
which I love.
He goes for the white meat.
He does. He writes, Cap, the fit looks good. Keep your chins up. Woo! I'll tell you this. If you zoom into Cappy, there looks like there's more than one chin.
Oh, one. Let me count them. One, two, three,
That's
going to
be in Cap's head for a
five.
While now.
Oh, yeah. No, Chris, it's already in my head.
He's not shaking that
it's,
one.
I'm already yeah. in, it's already in my head. Like, I'm in front of the mirror.
Lindsay, how many
I'm
chins do you see on that picture
on?
Of the Cappy?
Oh, come on.
There's
this is me.
Only one.
No, there's a lot. There's a lot. I acknowledge it. I do. Listen, it's tough. When you are a...
He's working on it.
No, well, I'm not working on it. That's the
working.
Problem.
Oh, I thought you said yesterday that you were working on it.
I am thinking about starting to work on it.
Okay.
You know, I'm thinking about it.
She was saying, like, I finally got his back, and now he's like, no.
Yeah, that's what I was
He's backing down.
Well, no. I'm like...
I'm trying to help
you
out here, man.
Hey, I appreciate it, sister. Let me tell you something. I'm thinking about how much weight I need to lose. At some point, I'm going to stop thinking about it. I'm going to do something about it. But when I see myself in pictures like these, Grant, I'm telling you right now, there's like 6 or 7 chins there, man. I know it.
I mean, it's Southern California. There's probably a lot of people that can help you with that.
Well, I would love to do it. I was talking last night to one of our prospective clients who was talking to me about as a facelift guy, you know?
Sedano's hyperventilating.
Yeah. So I'm talking to one of these plastic surgeon guys last night. And he's thinking about, like, pulling down the skin on my neck.
Ooh.
So that I don't have... Because my neck is starting to, like, show my age, you know?
Is that what it sounded like?
A little bit weird. Yeah. I know. A little weird.
I want a facelift. It does sound
Lindsay,
cool.
Lindsay, you don't need a facelift.
Lindsay, you don't need,
you don't need one, girl.
I mean, I will eventually.
I none you of you need
I,
this. Cappy
I do
now
need
is a different
this.
Story.
Well, the picture,
Do you
George,
think Rachel will make you do a butt implant, too?
because of my lack of tuchus.
Yeah.
By the way, Sam Pine's calves. I did see those on the golf course the other day.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow. You are like...
The size
you
of your bicep.
You are like all over Sam, like you're all over Keyshawn. What is going on here?
Listen, I know how to manage above, my friend.
Well, the picture that was posted, George, I really do feel like it encapsulizes the entire show. Mm-hmm. You know? Me, big smile, big point. What's going on? I'm in the house.
Yeah, yeah. In the
and
house.
And you, like... Yeah, and you're like, this guy, this freaking guy. Look at this freaking guy right here.
Speaking of Keyshawn, we are 10 days away from the 710 Mandy Awards. This is the last time in the next over the next 32 minutes.
Yeah.
We will give away the final pair of tickets that are available.
The final pair.
We're going to do it randomly at some point over the next 32 minutes. And then at 5:15, if you enter the contest on the app, we will announce the winner this afternoon. This is your last chance to get out, Cap. Okay?
Dude, I am... I've got my four guests. I can't do anything for anybody
else. Why is this about you? This is about the listeners.
I'm saying.
Always about you.
No.
And where are your four guests sitting? They're not sitting at the Sedano and Cap table, are they?
They certainly are.
Well, I've got a guest that's sitting at that table.
Well, so do
I. I don't know if I want her exposed to all your people.
The two of them can canoodle, my guest and your guest.
Well, yeah, but who are these other four
These other four people. These other four people are... You guys have ever heard
the
of the caller?
Yeah, the Beldings.
You guys
Beldings.
Ever heard of the caller Manuel? You guys ever heard of him?
We're not having listeners sitting at our table, Cap.
It's not big
enough for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the way, why did you make a decision for all of us at the table?
Well, you guys don't have to sit at this table.
Well, this is the Sonato and Cap. This is where they're sitting.
Yeah, we're all sitting together.
I love Manuel,
our
but you know.
Me too.
Manuel's
mi hermano.
Like, my man Sedano.
No, mi hermano is
the
awesome.
Night at the Mandy's looking sharp, brother. My man Cap. What's up? Bringing me to the Mandy's. I mean, yeah, it's going to be great, man.
So you want to forego our show/team bonding of all sitting together so you could go sit off on your own with your guests that you had to bring?
That's the way I roll, Linz.
Okay,
I got people,
fine.
You know?
I was just curious because I thought it'd be like a nice, you know, like I said, like team building exercise.
I didn't know we weren't all
he's
together.
He's just so desperate to show that together. He's like doing something for four listeners.
Right.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, oh, look at me. I did something.
No, I just promised these guys and then it became like so hard to get tickets and then I had to pay it off. So now what I'm saying is...
Can we now call it Cap and Sedano?
Well, there has been
Oh, the
some
Sedano soundboard is out today.
Yeah, yeah. Sedano owes me money, you know this now, Chris, right?
What is this I owe you money? You keep saying this.
Because, you know, I sold naming rights on the back of my jacket.
Yeah.
For the Mandy's.
Okay, great.
So I'm going to leave it at that.
Here's the thing. Where are you doing your costume changes during the show?
Yeah.
I figure you must have a green room backstage.
There's a room for Keyshawn and I, the hosts of the show.
Okay, well, while you guys are out there hosting,
so you're
going to
leave Rachel.
For Rachel.
And you're going to get up to just go change and then what, go sit back down?
Yeah, so that she feels like I'm wearing what she wants me to wear when I'm with her versus what I want to wear when I'm kind of working the red carpet.
Huh?
I mean, listen, when Clinton Yates interviews me and asks me who I'm wearing, I want to have a good answer. Not like I grabbed this from my closet tonight. I don't know who it is.
By the way, is your cousin Jamie Dogon tweeting us right now?
Whose cousin?
He says, for real, why is Sedano so mean to Scott Kaplan? I don't get it. It's like everyday attacks on the guy, and Cap is generally just trying to be friends.
I know. Like, see, that's the thing about me. I'm a friendly guy. I'm a friendly guy. Like last night.
My buddies, we need to come up with a version of this. My buddies at the Levitard show have like a gong sound, like the old gong show.
Yeah.
And then his dad is the one that says, you don't get the show. And we need to come up with like a version of that.
Maybe we have Rachel do it. Maybe we do a mix of like Rachel, Kelly. Of course, your wife is Kelly. We get the boo, Laura's boo. We just get a rotation.
Oh,
the
we should boo. Get Laura's boo to voice it.
Yeah. And then, wait, Lindsay, are you going to have Chewy say
it.
Something?
I could. I certainly could.
Or are you bringing a date, for real?
I don't know yet. I told you. I may have a surprise guest.
Are we just going to combine breaks? What are we doing here?
We're not combining breaks. Sit on it.
Okay.
Well, let's go to break.
All right. We should go to break because, I don't know, Cappy just likes to start the show like in this, like...
You guys went 7 minutes late on Super Crosstalk.
Well, yeah.
All right, let's break.
But, you know, Cappy's, you know, he's well willy-nilly around here.
You like to warm up.
You give the guy a Hugo Boss jacket one day, and now all of a sudden he thinks he's like, you know, there's no constraints on this thing.
I just like to warm up, that's all.
Warm up? What the hell were you doing for the last, you know, I don't know.
Oh, this is my warm-up segment.
10 hours.
I like to stretch out.
No, there's no warm-up segment. There's no time for that.
Well, I'm doing calisthenics over here.
Okay.
All right, break.
It is Sedano and Cap Live Tuesday. More in minutes.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple.
Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Yes, indeed. Sedano and Cap, Live Imaging Tuesday. It is International Bath Day. Also, on this day back in 1986, the number one hit, Patti LaBelle and Michael McDonald, On My Own. Wow. The breakdown's coming, I think. Where Michael here comes the breakdown. Here it comes.
Sing it, brother. Come on.
I think we're going to use this song when Sedano finally is done with Cap and we go back to the Sedano show. It'll be like, no, Sedano's now on his own again.
Sedano and Sleet.
Travis and Cap.
There you go.
Sounds good.
I mean, listen, you wanted to do mornings anyway the other day. You were like talking about doing 7 o'clock in the morning. What the hell's wrong with you?
I'll do mornings.
Sedano's not fun in the morning. Trust me.
No. Trust you. When, trust him, yes.
Is he fun in the afternoon? I'm just want to make sure. Did I miss something here?
Wait, what was that? I couldn't hear you, Cap. You're breaking up.
Sedano and Cap continues right now.
Wait, can we talk about the baths first?
The what?
Mason it's likes bath baths. Day. He said that earlier on the shows. That he
today's
loves.
National Bath Day?
International Bath Day.
International.
I haven't taken a bath in a long time. Like a bath. I'm a shower person. Well, I haven't got time.
I have a jacuzzi spa bath.
Jacuzzi?
Yeah, I get in there.
Jacuzzi.
Put on some wine.
But you mean like outdoor?
No, indoor.
Oh,
like,
no.
You know, like what do they call it?
The jet tub.
Yeah, the jet
tub. But it's called something.
Wow, that's bougie. I know.
It's nice. It's a jacuzzi tub.
Yeah, I get in there. I put on, drink some wine.
Sedano, okay, yeah. don't you get those in your suites? In your contract, the suites, they all have the big jacuzzi tubs, right?
they do.
You never take a bath when you're on the road?
No, a lot of the suites... I guess some of them do have tubs, but no.
Whirlpool, that's the thing.
Whirlpool, yeah. Yes.
Whirlpool.
I get all the bubbles.
No, I do. I'm a shower person. I'm usually like in a hurry when I'm on the road.
I picture you with like the cucumbers in your eyes.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, that's the lack of wrinkles.
Definitely not.
There you go.
You don't really focus on the lack of wrinkles. You should drink more water in your life.
Cucumbers on the eyes. You know that's what.
How much water
do
you drink every day, Cap?
You know, Chris, I try and drink half my body weight in ounces of water.
That's a lot of water.
Okay,
but you know what's happened?
You gained too much weight.
No, I've been in denial. That's why I'm probably dehydrated.
Yeah.
Because I've been in denial about my weight. So I've probably been drinking about 30% less water daily than I should be.
They say to drink a liter per 25 kilograms of your weight.
I have no idea.
I don't speak the metric
system. Yeah, me neither. I'm not a metric system person. Yeah. So.
Well, I have a scale that measures kilograms. No. So.
Well, sounds helpful.
I'm sure for other reasons, perhaps.
Listen, Sedano.
Okay, I'm just asking. You know, there are other reasons to have scales that measure in kilograms.
Like what? What are the other reasons?
There are others. You can use your imagination.
Sedano and Calf continues now.
Yeah.
Live Imaging Tuesday, hashtag lit.
So, Cappy.
Yeah.
My guess is you didn't watch 1 second of that basketball game yesterday.
You are correct, but I want to say two things, though. Mm-hmm. One, I listened to the basketball game.
Oh, Mark Kestisher, PJ Carlissimo, and Doris Burke.
Right. And I'll tell you something. It's interesting. A lot of times I will zone out during games, you know, like a game like this where I don't really have a dog in the fight. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I can zone out on this pretty easily.
Yeah.
But
what kind of dog would you have? If it was in a fight, like
I don't know, man. My little Frenchie, I don't want him to get into any fights. He's too cute, this guy.
Yeah,
right
and
here.
He's fat.
You know? Yeah. Well, but he's too cute. I don't want him to. Yeah. Maybe he and I have gained weight together.
That's
maybe
probably
that's the problem.
It. Now blame the dog. There you go. That's
sympathy.
Wait. So anyway, you're listening to PJ and Doris and Kesty. Go ahead.
And I gotta say, listening to the game on the radio is different because I found myself
because you can't see people, right?
No, but I found myself zoned in.
Chris almost spit out his Diet Pepsi.
Yeah. I mean, it's different for me. Seriously. Like, I could zone out watching it on TV, but listening to it while driving on the radio.
If you're trying to pay attention.
Yeah, I was really zoned in on it. It was pretty good.
And they do a great job. It's hard to do three people on radio doing basketball, but I think they do a great job.
But then, just to your point about not actually watching
it. And you could catch, by the way, game six and perhaps game seven. Game six will be Thursday right here on the station after us at 6 o'clock. And then game seven, if it happens, will be on Sunday.
So. Sedano front selling.
Nice. So listening to it on the radio, but then, you know who does a great job? I mean, I guess they all do. The leagues put out like 10-minute encapsulations of the entire game.
Yeah, like on YouTube.
Yeah, it's awesome. So I watch that, and I'm feeling
it's
like
an extended highlight package.
Yeah, yeah, between SportsCenter, the radio broadcast, and the 10-minute YouTube, I'm good.
Okay. Well, good.
Now, what did you do, though? Because you went out to the secret dinner with Sliwa. Now, again, I want to make this point. You said we go in at 6:30, out at 7:15.
You seem very jealous that I
Oh, you know he is.
7:45, you're still
would
not
you
ready to go.
Would you have gone to dinner with me and Sliwa?
I guess I might
have. Not only would he have gone, he would have paid just to be there.
No, I would have expected George to pay.
I mean, I did pay.
Yeah, I would have expected that.
But, you know, I invited him. So I invited him to lunch initially, and then I invited him to dinner instead. So I said, let's go.
But I would have probably gone, but I'm glad I didn't, because I know you two guys had some things that you wanted to work out, you know? You guys wanted to get to
the door. I don't think we had anything to work out. I just don't think we really know each other. So it was nice to just get to know each other a little bit.
Oh, so there was no working out of any of the problems that Sliwa had with you?
There were really no problems. The problems he may have had, you know, I mean, it sounds like, you know, back in San Diego some stuff happened. But, you know,
really?
Just saying.
Wow. Stuff happened to Sliwa in San Diego?
I don't know. Stuff. I don't know if it was involved with you or not. But I'm just
it had something to do with me?
I don't know. He didn't mention you by name.
Mm. Okay. Mm.
Your name didn't come out of his mouth?
Oh, really? You guys didn't spend any time talking?
No,
well, let me tell you this.
There for 2.5 hours.
Well, let me tell you this, George. Let me tell you one thing about Alan Sliwa.
I had ribs, you know,
like a braised what? Braised what?
Like what are they?
A short rib.
Short rib, yeah. A little short rib.
Oh, so you guys went out for like a nice. Oh, you guys went out for a nice dinner. You guys
went to Tin Roof Bistro.
Tin Roof Bistro, Manhattan Beach.
Very nice. Oh,
that's where Ireland and I had a sit down a few weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's where Chris and Ireland, you know, bonded over scotch.
But it was a long one because let's say Sedano texted me or called me at 8. Right or so
on the way there.
On the way there, you texted me at 10:35. I'm looking at my phone right now, saying home safely.
Wow.
Because, you know, Sedano's got to drive that big mountain.
Yeah.
Wow, George, I'm surprised. I mean, you made such a big deal about, I got to go home, I got to watch the game,
I
got to be prepared.
But you know what the good thing about the Tin Roof Bistro is?
They had the game on.
There's a TV there.
Nice, you see?
Yeah, and they also have Tequila Mandala right there at the bar.
Also, hey, then you know it's a classy spot.
Yeah.
You know? The Tequila Mandala guys were great last night at the Laker thing. That was great to hang out with all those guys.
They were great. They're always great. And then, you caught up on the game, basically, is what you're telling me.
I caught it on radio. I caught it on YouTube. I caught it on SportsCenter. I understand what's going on. I didn't need to see the whole thing. I'm good.
Okay. I'm curious to see what your observations were from the game in that fashion, since you observed it on multiple platforms.
Yeah, George, I don't really have any observations. I didn't see it. Wasn't able to watch the game last night. I was driving home listening to it on the radio. I wasn't able to see it, so I don't have any observations.
I mean, you couldn't gleam anything off of what Doris or PJ was saying?
You know, here's one thing that I did pick up. You ready?
Yeah.
So when Golden State gives up the lead and Boston looks like, you know, they've just
made this run. They're taking over in the third. Yeah,
right, the end of the third quarter, right? But wait a second. At the end of the third, that is when a big long shot is hit by Poole.
No, but before that, the Avalanche started with Klay Thompson hitting 2 3-pointers.
That is true.
And then Jordan Poole hit another one of those buzzer beaters at the third quarter.
And all of a sudden.
And by the way, you were about to ask me how I know about the games as I was at the dinner. I don't know. I recorded it. That's what I did.
Yep. And then you came home and watched it. That's good job. Good job out of you. I wouldn't be able to do that. I'd probably have to fast forward to the fourth quarter. But the momentum swung right back to Golden State.
Swinging.
Right. And then what we all know is this. I mean, any average NBA observer, even an outsider like me, knows that Boston has struggled all year long in the fourth quarter. They've really just been a very bad fourth quarter team. Would you agree with that, George?
No. They've been a bad clutch team, like in close games, but they've been fine in the fourth quarter.
Because Doris Burke said that on the radio last night, so I was just going to steal her line.
Well, they were
bad
the last two games,
okay,
this game and the last game. But
Doris Burke said that last night.
No, there's no way she said it like that.
She's like, everybody knows they're no good in the fourth quarter, and I just stole that line from Doris Burke.
If I call DB right now and she says otherwise, you're going to be in deep trouble.
Why am I in deep trouble? That's what I think I heard her say on the radio.
You thought you heard her say.
That's right. That's what I think I heard her say. That's right. So anyway, listen. I think my observation is that it's incredible that Golden State could win this game.
Incredible.
When Steph Curry is 0-for-9 from 3-point range.
Okay, and I'm going to tell you why. I told you a couple days ago the Celtics were playing with fire, okay, and with their defensive scheme, and that it was going to lead to basically what we saw last night. So we'll touch on that on the other side. Plus, there's some news on LeBron that I don't know how I would feel about it if I were the Lakers. That's just my personal opinion. But we can touch on all that stuff coming up in a second. Stick around. We're back in 2 minutes. Christopher, is it true we're the number one sports radio station in sports radio show in L.A. this month?
No, not in L.A.
Oh, just this on this station?
On this station.
Okay, there you go.
But we're getting there.
Congratulations to us.
It is Sedano and Cap, a live imaging Tuesday. I don't know why producer Lindsay wanted to play Jack Daniels by our church. It's National Bourbon Day.
I mean, listen, this sounds like bourbon to me.
Jack Daniels is Tennessee whiskey.
I know, but it sounds like bourbon.
Yeah, and we were saying that like people confuse whiskey and bourbon all the time, and there's not a good bourbon song.
There are no good bourbon songs.
There's really not.
It's an excellent point. As close as you can get. I'm with her.
I mean, if you got one for me, lay it on me.
And listen, I love me brown liquor, man.
Well, Jim Beam, of course, is presenting, helping sponsor the 710 Mandy Awards. I'll be drinking Jim Beam on stage. Key will be drinking the clear.
What does he drink?
Tequila. Expensive tequila.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, then we should get him some tequila mandala.
We should.
Yeah. That's all you got, Cap? Okay.
Well, I'm wondering. I'm trying to figure this out. Wait. So you guys are country music experts, and there are no good bourbon songs. Is that what I heard?
I mean, I don't know, bro. Do you know them?
I don't. But the way you come out, you're like, oh, there are no good bourbon songs.
Well,
Lindsay
said that, and I just backed her up. I agreed. Oh. I'm a good teammate.
Okay. Now, what is the whiskey that we were just hearing a song about?
Jack Daniels, which is Tennessee whiskey from Lynchburg, Tennessee. Yeah.
And what's the song about Tennessee whiskey? There's a song.
That's by Chris Stapleton called Tennessee Whiskey.
Okay, so that's the song, Tennessee Whiskey. See
but that's not about bourbon.
It's not what's it about.
Tennessee Whiskey.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Oh, man.
Got somebody got a gummy for me I can just finish this show with? I mean, jeez. What is going on
now, did
on
I
here?
See the other day that Coca-Cola and Jack Daniels come together in the same
thing? Well, is that what you need to know?
I was going to say, she, you know. It's all,
wow.
I only literally sent it to Lindsay
Cap,
last
it's on the rundown.
Is it on the rundown?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, Cappy.
Wow, Cap, that is a party
foul.
Oh,
Jack and Coke. There it is. Yeah, there it is. What you need to know.
Literally, in 10 minutes, I was going to do it.
I
Cap,
mean,
Cap. Read the rundown.
11 minutes from now.
You know, yes. Like,
now, reading the rundown is fine, okay?
But you didn't read that part.
But I just missed that part because I didn't see Jack and Coke, okay?
Did you really read the rundown?
Yeah, dude, not only did I read it, I put stuff on it.
This is a PSA to read the rundown, everybody.
No, you putting stuff on it doesn't mean you actually read it, though.
Well, I read all the stuff about Andrew Friedman.
You read the stuff that you wanted to put on.
Because of how this show is going today, look at the move we're going to do. Right now, we want caller number 5.
Cinco. Yeah.
At 877. Don't step on me.
Why 5?
Why not?
Well, why 5?
Because you didn't think of anything else. So caller number 5.
Oh, that sucks.
At 87. Why?
How about caller 6?
Let's go caller 6.
I think this is going whack-a-doodle right now.
At 877-710-ESPN right now. Caller number 6. We're going to take you live on the air. Okay. And we want to know why you want to be at the 710 Mandy Awards next Friday night, 10 days away. But here's the thing. You got to be able to go. So don't call. People are calling. We got to make sure they can go.
They are calling.
We're
going
to take the sixth
board,
call.
All of a sudden, like 20,000.
Well, everybody going wants to go. And George, what was the story you were telling me last night briefly at the end where now.
Well, it wasn't the end because then he went to dinner with Slim.
Well, right. In the middle of the evening, I should say. Now, people are coming up to us asking how to get into my after party.
There was someone that asked me about getting into your after party, and I referred them to Jason Roberts, or, you know, what do they call them now?
Marketing consultants.
Marketing consultants, yeah. That.
I don't know why you're sticking me on this bit.
I don't know it. I keep forgetting.
You can't come up with...
I have terrible short-term memory.
Really?
Great long-term memory, though.
Mm-hmm. So, the after party. Chris, are you coming to the after party?
Wow.
Depending on what's going on in my evening, I've got a long night ahead of me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then my friend who's going to be there, you know, we might do our own celebration.
No.
I don't know if I want to then go after meeting listeners and taking pictures and doing all that stuff that after 5 hours up on stage that I want to go now.
Yeah, I mean, you're at... What
I might want to go to sleep.
Yeah.
No. You see, your guest and my guest will be sitting together probably partying during the Mandy's. And then when my guest says to your guest, you guys are coming to the after party, right? Your guest is going to say to you, come on, Chris, we're going to Cap's after party. They say it's going to be fire. And that's what's going to happen.
Is that what Lisa's going to say? They say it's going to be fire.
That's right.
Mm. Wait, you don't even know where it's going to be at yet, Cap.
What are you talking about? Of course I do.
Where is it going to be?
I can't say.
Okay.
Okay, line 6, Sedano. Sedano. Eric in Upland. Eric, you there? Eric, what's your last name?
Benvenuto.
Okay, Eric. Can you go next Friday night to the Quiet Canyon in Montebello?
Yes, I can.
Who are you most excited to potentially see at the Mandy Awards? Who's the first person you're going to ask to take a selfie with?
It would have to be Cap, of course. Yeah, of
there
course.
You go, Cappy.
Naturally.
Wow.
And his six chins.
If we take a selfie.
All six in that picture.
Well, dude, if we take a selfie, like, let's put the camera up high and we'll look up at it. And then this way, when it shoots down on us, my neck will be extended and you won't see all my chins.
That sounds good.
You got a date, Eric? Who are you going to take to the Mandy Awards?
More than likely, I will take my wife.
All right.
Beautiful. So, yeah. Well, Eric, my friend, you are going to be in the house June 24th at the Quiet Canyon in Montebello to be there for the inaugural 710 Mandy Awards. Congratulations, bro.
All right. Thank you guys very much. I'm super excited.
Awesome. All right, brother. Hold on.
Hold on. Lindsay's going to get info. Could you be Lindsay, a little more excited, Sinano?
Lindsay gets the information.
Huh? Could you be a little more excited?
I was excited for him.
That guy might be coming to the after party with his wife.
No. We can't have fans at the after party, Cap.
Well, it's unsanctioned, you know. It's not sanctioned by ESPN, Good Karma Broadcasting.
Brands.
Or
Good
anybody
Karma
else.
Brands.
Good yes. Karma Brands.
It's in the legal ID every top of the hour.
Okay, well, I'm telling you right now that nobody's got any liability, including me. It's not my party.
I think this is going wackadoodle right now.
Sedano's soundboard is so lit AF.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. All right, Cappy. Well, yeah, somebody asked me about your after party, and I told them to go to our MC, Jason Roberts.
Okay.
And coming up at 5:15, if mm-hmm. you enter the contest to win the Mandy Award tickets yeah. on the app, the new ESPN LA app, right. we will announce that winner coming up at 5:15.
That'll be after what you need to know that I already ruined?
Mm. Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
You missed some stuff.
Yeah, I did.
He definitely doesn't like cover all the bases, so we know that.
All right, tomorrow I'm going to start testing everybody on the rundown.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I will know the rundown because
I was going to say we fill it out.
Lindsay
so.
And I put it together. So
yeah. And I will test everybody to see if they know what's exactly on it.
Okay.
Because I missed that, Laura.
Did you apologize to Laura?
No, I stopped talking about it so she can bring it up.
So why don't you just apologize?
There's
to her?
No need to apologize.
What do you
just,
mean there's no need to apologize?
Slight
you stole
oversight.
Her thing.
Did not steal anything. Did not steal. Oversight. That's all.
Okay. Well, can't you just say you're sorry?
But it's what am I apologizing about?
Because you didn't read the damn rundown and you took
I
her
read
thing.
The damn rundown except that line. I never read what you need to know. It's always a surprise.
Wait.
Thank you.
Why don't you read what?
Because it's a surprise.
Know.
I like to be surprised on what you need to know.
You're such an idiot.
No, it's true. It's true. Like, when I see this on the rundown, Andrew Friedman dismisses trade for starter amid injury woes. I'm like, I better read that. What you need to know? I'm like, let her surprise me.
Ay, Dios mío. All right.
The picture says it all.
Yes, it does. It speaks 1,000. You know, what does it say? A picture says 1,000 words, right?
That's right. In this case, it speaks a lot more because it speaks in English and in Spanish.
Yes, yes. So real quick, a couple days ago, I told you during this series, I said, yo, the Celtics are playing with fire defensively, the way they're playing. Remember you were all enthused about my discussion about drop coverage?
I do remember your drop coverage conversation. I also remember your scouting report on Kuminga. So I've been very tuned in to your basketball breakdown.
So what I told you was they're dropping in coverage, which is they're basically packing the paint, and they're giving Klay and Steph better looks at the basket. And particularly with Klay, because you know Klay's still working his way back in a lot of ways. You know what I mean? He's played very well, but he's still not where he was, and he'd be the first to admit that. But if you start giving a guy who's that good a shooter, you know, one of the top shooters in the history of the game, like just open looks, that's going to come back to bite you. And for three straight games, he's hit a bunch of threes, and it's come back to bite them.
Okay. All right. So you prefaced all of this.
Right. And here it's manifesting itself as we see it unfolding in real life.
But this is why last night's win by Golden State is so amazing, because what you're talking about with Klay Thompson, he had 11 three-point shots last night. He made 5 of them.
Correct.
Steph Curry had 9 three-point shots last night. He made 0.
Right.
Wiggins was 0 for 6 from 3.
Right.
The list goes on and on
right. but,
of how
but
poor
Andrew
they
Wiggins
shot.
Wiggins also had like 26 and 13.
Right. But the team as a whole, they went 9 for 40 from three-point range. It's the first time in whatever the number was, 225 games or something like that, that Steph Curry hasn't had a three-pointer in an NBA basketball game. To have Steph Curry have that much of an off-night shooting and lose that game by 10.
Oh, it's devastating.
Series over.
I mean, I still think it goes seven, so I don't know if it's series over. But it certainly is. If you're going to look back in retrospect, you may be right about that. That it may end up being that's the game that cost them. But what ended up happening was, you know, we talked about it the other day. Like, hey, you know, Steph is going nuclear. He's getting 40 every night. At some point, he's going to have a bad game. And it's going to happen because, of course, anyone in a seven-game series is going to have a bad game. So, like, Clay and Wiggins, who have been playing well, are getting these opportunities to play well because Boston is basically allowing them to have these good looks. And it's that came back to bite them, too. That's the reason they ended up losing, because Clay and Wiggins played well. And then the bench started to play well.
It's kind of like in football. Let's have the quarterback prove that he can beat us passing.
The Celtics outsmarted themselves, basically, is what happened.
Right. They're saying, we just got to shut Steph down. If we can do that, we'll find a way to win. Last night, he shut himself down, and everybody else stepped up.
Yeah. But with Steph, you don't need just him scoring. Like, his presence on the floor is huge. I'll give you an example. We'll learn something here real quick. When Steph Curry is on the floor, the Warriors are averaging 117 points per 100 possessions. Just to give you an idea, that would be like basically the top of the league in the regular season. And when he's off the floor, they're scoring 86 points per 100 possessions, which basically would be like a college team. So what I'm telling you is his impact, whether he's scoring or not, you're right. They have focused too much on Steph, and understandably so, but eventually, because they gave those other guys all those open looks, those guys were going to start getting hot, and they did at the wrong time for the Celtics.
Mm-hmm. Wiggins, quite a performance last night.
It's the Wiggins game. Yep. It was the Wiggins game, for sure. All right, coming up next, there's a story out about LeBron that if you're a Laker fan, or if you're the Lakers probably, you're like, ooh, what? Not great. So we'll get to that, plus Laura's What You Need to Know. Maybe it's the one, it's probably the one Cappy tried to steal, but she's going to have more details on it. So we'll do that next.